The reason President Thomas Jefferson owned a copy of the Quran, a 232-year history of our fight against Islam, and why it is no longer taught in our public schools. When Thomas Jefferson saw there was no negotiating with Muslims, he formed what is now the Marines, seagoing soldiers. When the Muslims attacked the U.S. merchant vessels, they were repulsed by armed soldiers, but there is more. The Marines followed the Muslims back to their villages and killed every man, woman, and child in the village. It didn't take long for the Muslims to leave U.S. merchant vessels alone. English and French merchant vessels started running up our flag when entering the Mediterranean to secure safe travel. Why the Marine hymn contains the verse, "The shores of Tripoli," this is very interesting and a must-know piece of our history. It points out where we may be heading. Most Americans are unaware of the fact that over 200 years ago, the United States had declared war on Islam and President Thomas Jefferson had led the charge. At the height of the 18th century, Muslim pirates, the Barbary Pirates, were the terror of the Mediterranean and a large area of the North Atlantic. They attacked every ship in sight and held the crews for exorbitant ransoms. Those taken hostage were subjected to barbaric treatment and wrote heartbreaking letters home, begging their governments and family to pay whatever the Mohammedan captors demanded. These extortionists of the high seas represented the North African Islamic nations of Tripoli, Tunis, Algiers, and Morocco, collectively referred to as the Barbary Coast, and presented a dangerous and unprovoked threat to the new American Republic. Before the Revolutionary War, U.S. merchant ships had been under the protection of Great Britain, but when the U.S. declared its independence and entered into war, the ships of the United States were protected by France. However, once the war was won, America had to protect its own fleets. Thus, the birth of the U.S. Navy. Beginning in 1784, 17 years before he would become president, Thomas Jefferson became America's minister to France. And that same year, the U.S. Congress sought to appease its Muslim adversaries by following in the footsteps of European nations who paid bribes to the Barbary states rather than engaging them in war. In July of 1785, Algerian pirates captured American ships, and the Dey of the Algiers demanded an unheard-of ransom of $60,000. It was a plain and simple case of extortion. And Thomas Jefferson was vehemently opposed to any further payments. Instead, he proposed to Congress the formation of a coalition of allied nations who together could force the Islamic states into peace. A disinterested Congress decided to pay the ransom. In 1786, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams met with Tripoli's ambassador to Great Britain to ask by what right his nation attacked American ships and enslaved American citizens, and why it was that Muslims held so much hostility towards America, a nation with which they had no previous contacts. The two future presidents reported that the ambassador had answered that Islam was founded on the laws of their prophet and that it was written in their Quran that all nations who would not acknowledge their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them whenever they could be found, and to make slaves of all they could take as prisoners, and that every Muslim who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. Despite his stunning admission of premeditated violence on non-Muslim nations, as well as the objections of many notable American leaders, including George Washington, who warned that caving in was both wrong and would only further embolden the enemy. For the following 15 years, the American government paid the Muslims millions of dollars for their safe passage of American ships or the return of American hostages. The payments and ransom tribute amounted to over 20% of the United States government annual revenues in 1800. Jefferson was disgusted. Shortly after being sworn in as the third president of the United States of America in 1801, the Pasha of Tripoli sent him a note demanding the immediate payment of $225,000 plus $25,000 a year for every year forthcoming. Well, that changed everything. Jefferson let Pasha know, in no uncertain terms, what he could do with his demand. The Pasha responded by cutting down the flagpole at the American consulate and declared war on the United States. Tunis, Morocco, and Algiers immediately followed suit. Jefferson, until now, had been against America raising a naval force for anything beyond coastal defense.
Here we go.
With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth
that
to the
present moment,
for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ. Forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Do want to let you know, folks, we have a guest up on the show today, and I don't think there's anybody more qualified than to bring it, especially here in the Midwest. His name is Ron Branstner. And he's going to show you and just unfold this step by step concerning this United Nations agenda that is, in fact, unfolding before our eyes. And I'm also going to get over to other topics, and I'm kind of jumping the gun here a little bit, but I do want you to see this. This is a facts sheet here, and it's President Donald J. Trump solidifies economic and defense partnership with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I also want to make clear that you all understand, regardless of, you know, you ignoring the voice of the Lord as to how we're supposed to judge men and their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20, I'm going to stick to the Lord's plan. It's always the best way to do it, because if we look at 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, we can see that Satan transforms his angels into the ministers of righteousness. As angels of light, they promise you everything, but they do the opposite of what they say that they're going to do. Again, friends, remember this current administration has tripled support amongst Muslim charities in the United States of America. I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. That's all you have to do is go to Tom Fitton, punch in Trump triples Muslim charities, and it's going to pull up. He's from Judicial Watch. He was the only one that had the courage to actually tell the American people that what this guy was saying and what was really in fact happening were two different stories. Donald Trump talked about building the wall. What was he doing? He was actually empowering the enemies within the Trojan horse, which is taking place right in front of your faces. And again, folks, you have eyes to see. I hope that you're seeing, and you have ears to hear, and I hope that you're hearing. Jeremiah 5:21. Before we get Ron pulled up here, I do want to show you this, because yesterday I had taken the time, as I have in previous shows to the last one, which was yesterday, obviously, but I've highlighted the fact that Jake Lang, he is a Zionist. He is a Zionist paid provocateur. And what he's doing all over the country right now, and he's getting all the media attention that he needs, so you know who he is. He's playing a far-right extremist confronting the Muslims, which lawfully needs to happen, but it should be coming from our said representatives, who are in fact not confronting those that are infiltrating this country. They are treasonously alluring them into this country, as you all the well know. Read Article 3, Section 3. But I have on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Jake Lang with all of his Zionist garb on, kissing the wall. Again, put this up against Revelation 3:9. Put it up against Acts 7:43 concerning the Star of Renfan. But the media is putting him out there as, listen carefully, Americans. This will tell you exactly as to who the mainstream media means to push. But they're calling this fraud, Jake Lang, a Zionist paid provocateur inciting violence between Christians and Muslims. They're calling him a far-right extremist. And what's also interesting is how the mainstream media is selling this to the rest of the nation, and they're calling him an anti-Islam influencer. Listen carefully, anti-Islam, as if to suggest Islam has a right to commit the act of treason within the borders of America. Folks, deal with the corrupt politicians and deal with the mainstream media who's giving cover. They have a long history of giving cover for those that are in fact guilty of a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. But I want you to see this. I played this for you yesterday. This is, isn't it interesting, the convenience of all the cameras, everything's being rolled out just in time, folks. This is all created. Again, this is Jake Lang heading this up. He's a paid provocateur. Look at this. Just like a bunch of, look at all these useful idiots. Just following right along, promoting the narrative, promoting the agenda. Rather than taking the time to go to see what the law says about it, what do? They demonize the people that are standing up against it. And again, it may come across concerning Jake Lang as, well, listen, he's willing to do something that nobody else is willing to do. That's nonsense. He's paid to do it by the enemy, who is using the Muslims to sweep away their political opposition. So what's happening now? Jake Lang is putting himself in a position to be demonized by the press, and they're labeling him as anti-Islam, an anti-Islam agitator. Listen, folks, this is a Christian nation, period. This is not an Islamic nation. Our forefathers told us to keep these people out, and now they're afforded asylum. They're not assimilating, and what they're doing, folks, is they're laying stakes down, and in the process of doing so, you have what? The doubling of the mosques in the United States, or the mosques, I'm sorry, which have a militant underbelly in the United States of America since September 11th. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that Michigan sheriff dropped bombshell. Whistleblower reveals how the Secretary of State is putting non-citizens on voter fraud or voter rolls. Okay, so I told you the representatives, the Secretary of State in Michigan and in Minnesota, are in fact being found out for massive voter fraud, and that's exactly how they're installing these foreigners into office across the country. For those that think that this is something that will never happen here, remember El Sayed, who the media is promoting right now. They're not demoting him, they're promoting him. It's interesting to note that he was bragging about the over 200 Muslims that have been illegally put into office in the United States of America. Who's this working for, friends? Your enemies. And it's interesting, who's right behind all this? We have to stop anti-Semitism. Anybody getting this? Yeah, me too. I showed you this yesterday as well. Alpha News, Somali daycare owner wins DFL house primary estate. Violations continue to pile up. So it again shows you the massive voter fraud going on here. This is whatever you want to call it. I highlighted this as well. Penny Flanagan, who mysteriously out of nowhere just steamrolls all of her opposition after being part of a $30 billion fraud in the state of Minnesota. And the media wants me and you to believe, instead of bringing justice upon their heads and condemning them for their crimes, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, we're supposed to sit back and actually believe that we want them back in office in higher positions of incumbency. Absolutely not. Folks, we're going to pull up our friend Ron Branstner in just a moment here. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. It changed my life.
And it's all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It opened so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
From other people praying for you.
I'm worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee, retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Here we go. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to let you know that this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. I have up on social media platforms right now, the United States is in the funding of Islamist charity groups, according to Judicial Watch, tripled under Donald Trump. It went from $4 million to $13.5 million, according to an analysis conducted by a think tank dedicated to protecting Western values from Middle Eastern threats. Okay? Just want you to see it for yourself. Go to Judicial Watch, and the headline is, U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. Again, I just want you to see it for yourselves. It's not Bradley saying something that I'm just, you know, over here conjuring up because I enjoy bringing bad news to the American people. No, it turns good when the people deal with the bad. And until that happens, again, nothing is going to change. So what I want to do is, without further ado here, I want to bring up our friend Ron Brantzner. And again, I don't think there's anybody more qualified to talk about this unfolding of this UN, United Nations agenda, that's unfolding in the face of the American people. Before I do that, I do want to lay to the candor of our guest, Ron Brantzner. And Ron, do I have you there, my friend?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so the article that you sent me from thewhitehouse.gov, it's a fact sheet, and I just want you to explain this right away as to your perspective concerning what's coming out on this facts sheet, that President Donald J. Trump solidifies economic and defense partnership with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. What are your thoughts on that? I'm curious.
Well, I got to tell you, in your opening introduction, you laid out a lot of different stuff, which I could talk about, seven or eight subjects that you spoke about. You're really nailing these things head on, and I want to nail this one. The agreement that Trump made with the Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, he made an agreement. Now, if you go back to 2017, the prince gave $450 billion to the United States as a gift to put into our economy. Not many people know about that. It's that half a trillion dollars he put into the American economy. Saudi Arabia did. He probably wasn't there then. But just recently, the Saudi prince now has offered the United States $600 billion up to $1 trillion to put into the American economy. He asked to do this. He also asked to do this back in 2017. It wasn't that we went to him. And so he wants to put in, $1 trillion into our nuclear sites and into the minerals. Trump wants to get some of the minerals out of Saudi Arabia, so that's part of the deal. And also, Saudi Arabia wants to get involved in our AI project. They want to put in artificial intelligence at high levels. And what's really interesting about that is that they want to be tech dominance. But it says that protecting the and safeguarding from foreign adversaries. Well, guess what?
Interesting.
Saudi Arabia is not on our side, and they want to be involved in the technology into the United States. In return, they're going to get they're going to get 300 tanks, multiple. I believe it's up to 150. I may be wrong on that. On F-15 fighters,
yeah.
We're going to increase their military support over there. We're going to help them build nuclear sites for power and their infrastructure. So this is a partnership that they're doing in order to stabilize the Middle East because of all the infighting. They believe that once the oil has been subdued, or they're not using the oil over there, or they run out, Saudi Arabia wants to be in the forefront of technology, which is the Agenda 21. So they, I don't know if you're aware of this, Saudi Arabia now controls the golf industry called NIV. It's a symbol of 54. They now own the golf industry. They are taking over the NASCAR industry. They want to build four of the most major universities in the world to compete against Harvard. And, you're seeing all of these different things that they're building up through the Agenda 21 because they want to be ahead of the curve. Ahead of the curve, once they run out of oil, they want to go to alternative energy, which is wind and solar and nuclear. And so they're partnering up with the United States and Israel, believe it or not. They're actually partnering up against Israel because Israel has the deepest pockets. That is one of the ways that they're trying to stabilize the Middle East, by partnering up. But if you know, and you explained it quite well with the Barbary Pirates in your introduction of taking $60,000 a year, Islamic law states emphatically in the Hadith and the Quran, it says that if you make a treaty with the infidel, the non-believer of Islam, the treaty must be broke. So once they get all this money, we go into these treaties. It's obligatory. It's mandatory that they have to break the treaties once they become in the upper house. The upper house means they become dominant in warfare, and dominant in Islamic law, and the world becomes Islamic state. So you brought up so many points here, but I feel that President Trump is partnering with the devil himself. It says in Ephesians 5:11, it says, "Do not participate with fruitless works or darkness, but be steadfast and expose them." We're not exposing them. We're partnering with them.
Right.
We're partnering with the devil itself, and The Bible has clearly stated that. And in fact, it states it in the Quran, you know, in their beliefs. Do not, in Sirah 511, 551, it says, do not be friends with Jews and Christians, for they're friends of themselves. And in 9:5, it says, when you meet them, not even of war, when you meet them, kill them and cut their heads off until they subdue to the Islamic law. So in 927, it says the same thing. In 847, it says the same thing in the Quran. So we're seeing multiple different sources on two sides. One's a biblical side, one's an Islamic side. But once they become into a treaty, it's called Hudaybiyah, once they become into a treaty with the infidel, they are going to break it. No matter how much money they put into the United States, their laws are to break that treaty and to subdue us into an Islamic state. Don't be naive to this. They are, you don't just give $1 trillion of money to the United States and say, we want to be partnerships with you. There is no partnership. This is a treasonous affair. I have been supporting Donald Trump on multiple issues on immigration and tariffs or whatever. But this one here, I got to tell you, folks, I'm standing up to this one, because if we partner up with them, we're in a world of hurt. I got to tell you, it's coming around.
Well, let me say this too, Ron. I mean, when you're talking about scripture, the first thing that came to my aid was Judges 2, where the Lord told them not to make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. And he said, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. Well, then you go over to Judges 3, and that's the first thing that you see happen. Once you make a covenant with the devil himself, it's interesting how that will transpire almost immediately, because we're on that precipice right now of war. There's no question about it. The Lord said, don't do it. You want to go ahead and test your own steel against me? I'm going to show you why I told you not to do it. And then what happens? It also reminds me of the New Testament, Ron, where Herod and Pilate were at enmity one against another until it came time to crucifying Jesus Christ. They became friends during that process. And that is, in fact, what's happening here. The Lord is using the evil of men, and he's setting the stage to judge them for what it is that they've tolerated. So aside of that, I wanted to get my scriptural input into this conversation as well. I do have about 2 minutes left on this first segment, Ron. I'm going to keep you over for a couple more. But is there anything that you can add to, I mean, even going back to what I just showed the people a moment ago from Tom Fitton's organization, where Donald Trump, he was talking to the American people about how he was going to build the wall and how it was going to be so easy to build the wall. And it went from $4 billion to another interview to $5 billion, then went to another interview to $10 billion, then it went to another interview to $12 billion, then it went to another interview to $25 billion, then it was the Mexicans are going to pay us for the wall, and it's all going to be on them. And then he betrayed that whole narrative, and now we're here only to find out that he's actually tripling support to Muslim charities in the United States of America. And this was back in, this wasn't too long ago, as a matter of fact. I'm going to go ahead and pull that one up so I can give you the exact date. This was in 2020 that this was revealed to the people of the United States. And this, again, comes back to the very idea that what we have to do is hold to the Word of God, because we can see that it's infallible, it's immovable, and it's always right on the money, because it's not that the Lord is a man that he should lie. We need to take heed to what he's telling us for the very topics of what it is that we're highlighting now, because if we don't, look what's happening in Dearborn right now. Look what's happening in Minneapolis right now. Look what's happening in Texas. Look what's happening in Ohio. Look what's happening in New York. Look what's happening all over the country, Ron. I'm going to open this up on the other side with our friend Ron Brantzner, and we're going to get to more of this, friends. This is a United Nations agenda. And this is being played up by your said representatives, friends. This isn't just happening haphazardly. This is happening by design. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them." I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to get back over to our friend Ron Branster, who I believe is probably more qualified than anybody else in the Midwest that I know of concerning this topic. Folks, this is a United Nations agenda unfolding before your eyes. Ron, can you go ahead and do your best in PowerPointing us in clarity exactly this UN agenda that you see transpire right before our eyes? Go ahead.
People don't even understand what the UN agenda is because it has multiple different names. One call it Vision 2030, Vision 2040, Vision 2050, and it's a United Nations agenda that was that started in 1991. The agenda is to take over the world as far as what we eat, what we drink, the air we breathe, the cars we drive. It's a total control of every aspect of our life. Believe it or not, it's actually a total control of your religious beliefs, too. It's a one-world order. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a one-world order here in the religious aspect. When you talk about Agenda 21, we're talking about regionalization at this point. We're trying to regionalize everything in the United States and the world. The world has four different regions. The United States has eight regions. Within those regions, each state has, like Minnesota has 10 regions, Wisconsin has 11 regions, and they're trying to regionalize every government using 501c3s or NGOs to do this. These are non-elected boards that are running these states. Most people don't even know what RDOs are, regional development organizations. There's 580 in the United States, all of them controlled by the State Department, all of them controlled by the United Nations, and everything has to do with the food we eat, the air we drink, and the cars we drive, even taxation. And all of this is done through NGOs, non-governmental organizations. There's 1,500,000 NGOs in the United States. And as you pointed out earlier, the amount of NGOs that are happening within the Islamic community are rising. If you remember the 2008 Holy Land Trial Foundation, they had 29 NGOs that were indicted for co-conspiracies as the largest terrorist trial in the United States. And when Obama came into office, he let them all free. And all of those 29 are still existing in the United States and funded partly by the United States government. And they were on trial as terrorist organizations. CARE, for example, the Muslim Students Association, which is in 700 universities in the United States. By the way, that's probably one of the most dangerous organizations in the United States. That's the infiltration. They're actually larger than the Democrats and the Republican parties put together in all universities, called the Muslim Students Association. All these are funded through NGOs, through private money. Now, if you take the money that is brought in by Prince Tlaib, he brought in $36 billion for our educational system. In 2017, they offered $450 billion into the United States economy, and now they're offering $1 trillion into our economy. You don't think that's a Trojan horse that's working through our NGOs, that's working through, believe it or not, one of the biggest concerns you should have right now is the churches, because the churches are NGOs, and the churches are working with the State Department. Many of them, not all of them, are working with the State Department to get a one-world government, a one-world order, a one-world religion. And this Trojan horse is happening at every level. And Minnesota is ground zero for all of this, because the RDOs were created in Minnesota in 1969 under Harold Levander, a Republican governor. They were created by Arnie Carlson and proliferated by Arnie Carlson in the 1990s by a Republican. So we and then Tim Pawlenty pushed them, and then it was Tim Walz
same jersey.
Took it over the top, and they ran with these regional governments. Folks, Minnesota is ground zero. I don't care what you say. I could write this out. I could spell it out. I could map it out. This is where the Communist Party has partnered up with the Islamic community. And if you look at Islam in the United States, Islam has more elected officials in the state of Minnesota than any other state in the union. This is where it all starts, folks. You have to start here. You have to uprise, because these politicians are working together. They're not working apart. The Republicans and Democrats are working together to take over the state, and they're using NGOs. They're drop shipping people into this state that are not from here. Ellison, Knorr, Omar, Walz. I go on and on.
Every one of them. Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, and then what do we do? We sit back and we see the said good guys sold to the American people through this two-party system that doesn't constitutionally exist, that they're going to stand up and put a stop to it, and yet we see none of that. As a matter of fact, even the articles of impeachment in the state of Minnesota was stopped by the said Republicans concerning the massive fraud in the state. So it's the people allowing the people that they are allegedly voting in, don't forget about massive voter fraud, but allegedly voting in, that are doing nothing to stop it. And, you know, the great wonder here is, Ron, is, you know, the question I always like to ask when it comes to this kind of a conversation: what needs to happen for the American people to understand that it's happening here and not in a third world country? Because it's happening right in front of our eyes.
And it's happening at warp speeds. And we all believe that the elections are going to pull us out. If we vote in the right guys, pull us out. But I need to share something that's very important. We always talk about, is there a uniparty? And I want everybody to look up the Big Seven and then type in the Uniparty. Don't type in Uniparty, but it's the Big Seven. The Big Seven is a conglomerate of seven different foundations. You have the Governors Association. You have the National Council of State Representatives. That's a 501c3. The county commissioners, they all have a foundation. Each one of these elected people, once you get elected in Minnesota, they automatically go into a foundation. These foundations get together once or twice a year, and they orchestrate the laws that need to be put in place, and then they put them out. There is your Uniparty. You can YouTube it. You can look it up. Your Uniparty is in the Big Seven. It's seven different foundations that are running the state of Minnesota, running the whole country. And you need to understand that there is a Uniparty that's happening here, and it's a red-green axis. You have the green, which is Islam, and you have the red, which is the Communist Party formed out of Minnesota under Gus Hall. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't wake up, you only have a fraction of time left, fraction, before you are another third-world country. Because if this $1 trillion of bringing all these people in there and facilitating it, we're a slow cooking frog right now.
Yeah, I think the frog's been cooked a long time ago, and there's no more road to kick the can down. And again, one of the things that I want to make clear here, Ron, is immediately, and I know people will do this because they'll always try to find their deceptive safe spot. That's Minnesota. I knew something was wrong in Minnesota. Will you bring it from what's going on here? And I think you've done a great job of doing that, bringing it on a national level. But will you bring it national again? Because I think there's people that want to put in their heads, that's the reason I'm not in Minnesota anymore, is because of that. No. This is a problem you can run from, but it's a problem you cannot hide from, because at length, scripturally speaking, your sin is finding you out. This is a national issue. Ron, New York, Mamdani, El Sayed, Ilhan Omar, look what's going on all over the country. Look what's going on in Texas right now. Explain that to people that think that this is just some isolated issue that we're having with concerning Islam in the state of Minnesota. Spread it out to the rest of the states, please.
It's definitely not isolated. In fact, the Islamic community said that they could take over Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They could take over the whole Bible Belt in the United States. That's why they've infiltrated the state of Tennessee. It's so hard out of there. You're going to start to see more and more Islamic candidates rise up, because they are getting more support from the Christian community than they actually are from the Islamic community, because the Christians will stand up to them, believe that they actually are all part of the Abrahamic faith.
Yeah.
And when it's crazy.
You can't make it up. It's ignorance is what it is.
That, yep. Ishmael is part of that. That's why they actually built the three houses of faith in Egypt. That's part of the Agenda 21, is when they built the three houses of faith. And two of them deny Christianity, which is really interesting. All three of them stay together. But we're going to start seeing this. It's called the upper house in Islam. Once they gain the upper house, they can start sounding off the call to prayer. We've seen that in Minneapolis. Minneapolis, again, Minnesota, is the communist state that has partnered with Islam, because we are so subdued here. We will not fight back. These people have no concept on how to fight back in Minnesota. And then when the regional governments, there's 580, they were created out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Now this organization of Economic Development Organization that's now in Washington, out of St. Paul, is running 580 regional development organizations throughout the United States, based out of St. Paul, Minnesota. So if you want to go right to it, Minnesota needs to be dissolved. It needs to either branch out, be split apart. But this state is harboring fugitives. It's harboring Islamic terrorists.
No doubt. No doubt.
And again, we go back to the Holy Land Trial Foundation. Those people that are running right now were part of that, and they filtered out of the 29 co-conspirators. Look it up on the web, the Holy Land Trial Foundation. You'll see all of the indicted co-conspirators. Obama let all of them off, and they now still exist. And the Muslim Students Association is the 700 universities, and they're training people. They're a training ground. These universities are a training ground for Islamic terrorism. And we folks, you need to understand, these mosques They're a breeding ground for weaponry. It says
exactly
that you are to store your weapons below the mosque.
Yeah, an underbelly, a militant underbelly, and we've been told this from Guandolo, former FBI, long ago. I see people now saying, well, what's the answer? It's the same answer you've always gotten. It's the same answer you get every show here. Without justice, there's going to be no liberty. So we can stand back and act like we don't know. We need to be told what to do as to bring about an answer. You know what it is. So don't fool yourself because you're not fooling me. We're going to come right back with our friend Ron Brantzner. Fantastic. Download, Ron. Fantastic. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Okay. If you guys got any input, any questions, comments, whatever the case is, go ahead and throw them up on the phone line or on live chat. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want you to listen to this really quick. This is what's going on over in the UK right now. And again, listen carefully.
Okay, let's quickly go to rights of the non-Muslims.
Okay, so what's happened over in the UK is all the Muslims are mayors over there now. The first thing they did was use a sodomite agenda to demoralize the people. When the people gave them a green light, the Muslims came in right behind the sodomites, and they played victim while asking for asylum. And once they get into the countries, they use the same method. They play the victim while they attack. Okay. So as you know, what's going on over there is now they're in charge. Listen carefully.
If they say, I don't want to pay jizya.
They say, if I don't want to pay jizya, that's a Muslim tax.
Which is a small amount of tax. Then they will be banished. They will be kicked.
They will be banished. They will be kicked out of their own countries. Listen carefully.
Down. Or they will have the choice. Either convert to Islam.
And if they don't convert to Islam, what's going to happen to them?
Or if you don't want to be kicked out, then you'll be killed. Okay, so what do you want to do? You'll be given the choice. What do you want to do?
If you don't comply with paying their taxes, jizra, and if you don't convert to Islam, then you will be killed. I didn't say it. I want to make clear, too, I'm not afraid of this. No, we're not made out of that stuff, friends, where we take counsel from our fears. So let's get to the other side of this with Ron. Talking with our friend Ron Branster right now out of the state of Minnesota. There's nobody more qualified to talk about this issue. As a matter of fact, there should be 10 million people online right now listening to this. And for those that are listening and watching this, you need to take this and share this because we're heavily censored. And this is why we're heavily censored, friends. Okay? Ron, so people want to know, again, what's the answer? How do they respond? I mean, they've only been told for the last 70 years what's coming down, you know, the road here, and now we're here, and then they want to act like they didn't know what they should have done when they had time to do it. So at this vital hour, how would you respond to the people that are saying, what is it that we should do?
Well, one of the things we should do is they're trying to push Sharia law compliance here in the United States, Texas. And they're doing it through stealth jihad. Jihad is 98% to 2%. That's another story all by itself. But they're pushing financial jihad for buying homes because the Muslims don't want to pay riba, which is tax in their culture. And they're pushing that in all these states. And I want everybody to know this. When you push Sharia law compliance or allowing Muslims to buy homes through that form of financing, you are giving 2.75% of that money goes to one man in the world who uses it to funnel money through the terrorist organizations. One man, all of that goes to, and we're allowing Islam to buy homes without paying interest in the United States. They put different form of government. So we need to stop that right now, Sharia law. And then we're also looking at this in the school systems. You're looking at Sharia law compliance there. We're allowing people to pray during prayer hours. Well, if you look at the Quran says only to pray 3 times a day. The Hadiths say 5 times a day. But we're allowing them to pray during school hours. Yep. And 1972 law says, Engel versus Vitale says, you can't pray. You must have separations of church and state. We're allowing them to pray in our school systems. So they're slowly creeping into our workplaces, allowing them to pray. And if you understand Sharia law, understand prayer, prayer can be put back at the end of the day. So we don't need to have these different rules set for Islam, because they even say we can be, and if you're in the land of Dar al-Harb, the land of the enemy, you do as they do, act as they act until your numbers become high, yep. And then you will put them into dimitude. And that's what that lady was just saying. We are going to kill you if you do not subvert or submit to Islam. That's called dimitude. And we're seeing that in the state of Minnesota. I know you're a national organization, but the rest of the country needs to uprise against Minnesota right now. You need to stand against this state because they're pushing for Sharia. New York is pushing for Sharia. Texas is pushing for Sharia, and they're doing it through the regional governments, through these 501c3s. And your worst enemy is these Unitarian churches that are pushing this and using God against you. Your God is being used against you,
yep.
And that's where you need to stand up first. You need to stand up first in your own church. That's where you need to stand up first, and then you need to go out there and you need to tell them no. You do not belong here. William Pines, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, all said that Islam cannot be under the same umbrella as the United States Constitution.
No.
And why that is? Why is that? Because Islam believes that man-made laws, the Constitution, is haram. It's not permittable. They cannot abide by man-made laws. All laws come from their God, Allah.
Yeah,
and so you need to understand, they have to live by their Sharia, by their laws. they live by ours until their numbers become high. 47:35, the Quran says, once your numbers become high, you will subjugate them. That's what's happening in New York. That's why you have a New York mayor. That's why you have in Minneapolis. They're taking over in Minneapolis, taking over in Twin Falls, Idaho.
You know, I want to make clear about that, though, because what I'm seeing here, Ron, in the state of Minnesota, it's not that they're taking over. It's that the people of the state are forfeiting their position by allowing them to take over. You have 5.9 million people in the state that are giving way to less than 180,000 Muslims. That we can see that the mainstream media, even federal and state governments, are advocating the push concerning giving them leverage over the people of the state. Now, I want to say that, first off, and then secondly, I also want to ask you the question, Ron, is did you see this just yesterday? Donald Trump was asked about El Sayed and these other radical Muslims that are being promoted by the mainstream media right into the positions that they're taking over. It's interesting. He equated them to, you know, I don't like some of the stuff the Supreme Court does. He says, I don't like, you know, the Senate. Sometimes I feel like getting rid of the Senate. He's equating radical Muslims that were accused of dropping the two towers in America in September 11th of 2001 to our government, lightening the radicalism and the threat in which we have in our own borders. He was playing it down like it was some sort of game with a smile on his face. Did you see this?
I did not see that, no.
Oh, it's brand new. It was just out yesterday. I don't want to say I can't believe it, because I can, because I've seen the fruit of what's going on with this administration. I don't think the people realize that under the guise of making America great again, they're being sold out by a Judas. Luke 22:48. So I got 3 minutes left with our friend Ron Branstner. And again, Ron, equip the people that are asking the question, how do we actually bring resolve concerning what's going on here? What is it that you're doing, Ron?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is we're trying to get the Christians, because the Christian organizations and those who believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior, to get out and vote. As we're seeing now in the state of Minnesota, we're seeing a lack of participation in voting within the Christian community. But if you look at the Democrat side, they're pushing the agenda. They don't even have to look for candidates. You just go outside the state, recruit somebody, bring them in, they all vote for them. We have Christians trying to stay on a moral character, think that's going to iron itself out. You need to get out there. You need to get out and vote and vote more with a Christian value than with a political value. If we look at, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, are there differences? Not when it comes to certain issues. We follow the same platform, but moral characters, I believe we do have a big difference in there. So
okay, real, I want to ask you something. Voting, yeah, we'll take care of that. I'll hit that again. Yeah. But I do want to ask you your opinion on all of this that's coming down from a federal level as far as deporting these individuals. That's nothing but a ploy, is it not, to just put the American people back to sleep, as if to suggest the federal government's going to take care of these radicalized Muslims in America? What are your thoughts?
No, I just talked to FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. You know, 3 million people have deported themselves, and only about 800 people have actually been deported from 2,000 ICE agents, only 2,000 ICE agents. So I believe that when they put in 20 million people into the United States through the Biden administration, you would take you years to be able to try to get rid of all those people that have been brought in here.
Exactly.
And most of those were from terrorist organizations. Most were from Islam.
Communist Chinese as well are a part of that. Yep.
And then you got the Trump administration talking about bringing, 600,000 Chinese to come over here to... I don't think it was that high.
I remember. I heard it. I heard Trump said it.
Yeah, he wanted them to be educated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Communist country. So now here again, we got the red green axis. You got communists. He wants to come over here, educate them. We got the green side, which is Islam, and we want to bring in trillions of dollars through Islam. They're partnering together with our educational system. We're rebuilding their countries through this prosperity partners strategic partnership. I mean, I don't see us going to Norway and picking up people from Greenland and Iceland and Norway and bringing them over. All we're working with is terrorists and communists and the red-green axis. And people, you need to wake up. This is alarming. The bell is dinging. The alarms are off. It's a red alert.
Yep.
And I'm not saying, you know, Trump is bad. I said, don't do deals with the devil, Trump. You don't do a deal with the devil. I don't know who's advising you. If it's Jared Kushner, I don't know, but stop it. You need to stop it now.
Amen. All right, Ron, I totally appreciate you, guy, and I think you did a fantastic job.